Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to today's show. It is Wednesday, March 27th, 2013. Thank you for being here. Has March been a fast month or what? I am really surprised by how quickly this year is going and all the energy that is swirling about. So in this show, I want to give you some insights, tips, and clues on how to work with spirit. And I think that's really important right now because of how fast energy is moving, because of how quickly this year is going by. We need to make the most of ourselves, of our journeys, of our talents and gifts. And I hope that this show supports you in tapping into those gifts that you have. We all have them. We all use them in different ways. We use them based on our energy levels, our comfort zones, our gifts, and what we're naturally drawn to. I'm going to share with you some things that have worked well for me, and I hope that it helps you connect to more of your own spiritual gifts and how you can receive guidance from spirit. So it's going to be a fun show. I'm looking forward to diving into this. I have found over the past week or so that I've been talking extra fast because of the energy. So please allow me a moment to catch my breath if I need to. I've had to do that a lot lately where I just stop and be in the moment and breathe and not allow the energy to take over and to just keep talking, because that's what things are right now for me. That's how it's showing up for me. So I just wanted to give you that quick disclaimer as we get started here. Also, I have to share with you something very cool. On the Conscious Cool Chic Facebook page, we have reached over 10,000 likes, which is awesome. And I'm having a giveaway to celebrate that. And you can enter to win some very cool prizes. It's on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. You can look at the 5 different prizes. Select which one you want to win, and yes, you do have to choose just one. And then I will announce the winners on Saturday, March 30th. So check it out. If you're listening to this show after the giveaway is over, you can still sign up on the email list and get 3 free meditations. So if you're drawn to that, please click on over and check that out. The free prizes include a beautiful necklace. It has this heart pen stone, heart pendant on it. It's a really beautiful stone, valued at $47. There are some free books that we're giving away. I shouldn't say free. We're giving away autographed copies of books. And I'm also giving away an hour-long astrology session with me. If you would like that, please enter. I would love to work with you. And also an Amazon gift card. And it's just a great selection of things, so I hope it all empowers you. If you feel drawn to something, check it out. And like I said, we're going to keep going. I like doing these prizes. I think that it's good for people to open up to new resources and tools and sessions, so check it out. That's on ConsciousCoolChic.com. What else I have to tell you? Oh, the second half of today's show, we're going to talk about today's full moon in Aries. It's powerful. It's also why I'm talking fast, because there's a lot of energy in Aries right now, and I am an Aries, and actually tomorrow is my birthday, so this affects me on many levels. So we're going to dive into that in the second half of this show. And then next week, we're going to continue the astrology conversation with one of my favorite intuitive astrologers. Rick DiClemente is here. He will be talking about The Exquisite Zodiac, which is a book he has authored, and it shares his perspective about astrology. He and I have a similar understanding of how these energies work, and we hope to share that with you so you can understand your astrological makeup better and to see the beauty in all of the energies that you possess. Rick has been a practicing astrologer for over 30 years. He writes on omtimes.com, and he also has a wonderful monthly newsletter at starself.com, starself.com. So check that out if you're looking for more insights about what's going on with all the planets right now. So that will be April 3rd that he'll be here. So I'm going to take a deep breath and get started with this topic, receiving guidance from spirit. What I love about this topic is that we are all open to it. We all do it in our own special way. Do you remember back in, say, the 80s and 90s when it seemed like there were only a few people who were, quote unquote, privileged to have these connections? And that's because they were the pioneers. They were on the forefront of channeling, of sharing their spiritual gifts. You know, they were doing it out there before so many of us were. As the forerunners and pioneers of this industry, they were on a pedestal of sorts. You know, we did that because we thought, you know, they're so special, they're so in tune with their gifts, they have it figured out. And a lot of that's true. But what we've understood through our spiritual journeys is how we all have these gifts if we choose to tap into them. We work with them in our own way. And yet there are some common denominators between receiving spirit for all of us. And so this is what I would love to share with you and to help you tap into for yourself. Some of the common qualities, and I'm going to put this at the number one position at the top of the list, it's going to be the most important thing for every single skill I mention is trust. Trusting the messages, trusting what you feel, trusting what you hear, trusting it all. And I will be honest with you and say that that will take time, most likely. Maybe not for you, but at the same time, it could. Because when we are receiving information from spirit, our human selves will jump in and question and doubt and want to see proof. These are all of our mental faculties coming up and saying, okay, I hear this, but I need to see it. And that's because it's a new skill we're developing. We're developing something, and it's a very personal experience, and it's not something that other people are going to be able to validate for you. This is where you validate yourself. You acknowledge your own messages. You trust what you hear. You trust what you feel. It's the most important quality. It'll keep coming up. It will be a daily encounter. It'll be an hour-by-hour exercise. And that's just part of the experience. I feel that trust is such a foundational element to being our spiritual selves. We can't get around it. We can't go any farther without it. So trust is crucial to developing your spiritual gifts and receiving from guidance. Now, I'm going to help you with some ways to work through that when you are not trusting or when you do have doubt or when you are looking for proof, because that will happen. You will want that. You will want information to be proven to you, okay? And that is something that never goes away. Yesterday, I was running out the door. I had to get to my acupuncture appointment, and I had this quick intuitive hit to check the traffic, to get online and to see what traffic was doing in that part of the city. Well, I was too busy, and it was noon that I was rushing out the door, and I thought noon on a Tuesday is fine. There's not going to be any issue. Right? Right? That's always what you think. Until you slam on the brakes going down the freeway, and you're in this mile-long backup. And that's exactly what happened to me. I was 15 minutes late to my appointment when I could have checked the traffic and made sure to go a different way. And I thought, you know, there it was. My mental capacity was going to overrule my intuitive hit. I didn't trust it. And so, you know, I rolled my eyes at myself and thought, well, I know better than this. And yet, this is something that we're always working with. We always have to trust those instant intuitive hits. And that is exactly what comes through when we are doing any kind of channeling, automatic writing, painting or drawing or visual expressions, any way that we are working with an energy bigger than ourselves. Trusting is going to be your magic ticket. So the information comes through suddenly and quickly and very directly, just like it did when I needed to check the traffic and I did not. And so when you are channeling or doing automatic writing or painting or drawing or anything where you're receiving in this way, you want to allow yourself time to go with the flow and to think, what if I just trust this information and just lean into it a bit, just allow it to be true? What if this is true? And just let it sit there for a moment without challenging it, without questioning it, just to let it be seen and heard for what it is. And that's one of the initial steps we take when we're connecting with spirit. What if it's true? Just allow it to be true without overriding it. When that happens, you're allowing the information to sit there and to show itself to you in a fuller way. And that satisfies both our listening and receiving, as well as the mental capacities or the mental ego's needs to question it. So you're in a neutral observer position. You're saying, okay, what if this is true? I will just let it sit there. And maybe I will question it in 10 minutes or an hour, but right now I'm just going to receive. Receiving is crucial to working with spirit because we are used to doing, giving, acting, initiating, just being human. There's so much that we can perform and accomplish in our lives. And working with spirit is the opposite. It's more about we're taking in information, we're allowing, we're accepting, we're just being. These are all the common threads. So when you're first connecting with spirit, allow yourself space to just let the messages be. And when the ego mind pops up and wants to question or wants to challenge or wants to look at something more, wants to doubt, wants proof, just say, okay, I hear what you're saying, lovely ego mind, but I am going to get back to you in an hour. And right now I'm just going to receive what's coming in. That is how you are going to strengthen your connections. You're going to really make that muscle bigger. You're going to be able to get what I would call, quote unquote, better information or more clear information because you're just receiving it. You're just allowing it to flow in. You're just being that receptacle. And I want to say, and I'll say this a few more times, that it's okay to need proof. It's okay to doubt it. It's okay to question it. It's absolutely okay to do that because you will. And so allow yourself that space to question it. But as I said, allow that to happen afterwards. See that as like step two instead of step one. So when you're channeling and you're receiving information, you're one, trusting, you're two, allowing the information to come in, to just sit and to be. And then three, feel it. And so what do I mean by feel it? When I am receiving information from one of my favorite guides, he's an Egyptian male presence. He's so lovely. He has a very warm smile, and I feel that warm smile. I feel his sense of humor. I feel his grin and his warmth and just a different type of energy, and I just feel it, and I allow myself to sit in it and to describe it for myself so that I will know that this is the energy I'm feeling, this is what I'm connecting to. And I feel not only his, what I would call, quote-unquote, gender or physical appearance, but I feel his wisdom, and it feels outside of me, meaning the words he uses and the language he uses is different than my own. His mannerisms, the verbal expressions is all a little different than my own, and that's how I know that I am channeling and that I am receiving information, because I wouldn't choose those exact words, or I wouldn't say something quite that way. So I feel into what that is, what that message is. It's taken me a while to allow that to happen, because when I started channeling, I was very much wrapped up in the mental component of it. And we need to drop it down into our body and drop it down into your heart, into your solar plexus, ground it, you know, drop it down so that you're not relying only on your mind to understand these messages or what you're hearing. Allow it to be more of a full body allowing and to describe it for yourself. So as I just said, you know, I describe what his presence feels like for me. I see his quote-unquote outfit, see what he wears or how tall he is. All of that helps me identify the energy. And I have a variety of different guides that I work with that rotate through, and with each one I have a different description, a different understanding of that energy, and it feels very different. I have a guy who feels much more formal, who's very, very tall, and again, I feel his as a masculine energy, very protective, very clear, but his energy speaks differently to me than my Egyptian guide. So as you start to open up to channeling, you will feel different energies come through. And just start with the basics in describing what they are for you. And maybe that's writing it down, or maybe that's just having the energy become more familiar that you know it instantly, you recognize it right away. I also have found that with different guides of mine, they have different specialties. So if there's something about career, I recognize it as one message from one guide. Or if it's about creativity, or if it's about the bigger picture of humanity, if it's about my own spiritual development, my own intuitive skills, that's a different energy. So I have opened up to more energies that I enjoy working with, and I have allowed them to come in. Spirit will always honor you. I did a whole show on spirit guides and how to work with them. I'd recommend listening to that show because I go into more particulars and more examples and experiences I've had about working with spirit guides, and that might help you understand how your spirit guides work with you. But specifically in terms of channeling, when I am working with my spirit guides and receiving messages, I am very clear about what area I'm asking about, or what information I need, and I know that they are waiting for me to initiate that request. If you are sitting, I'm going to just say, if you're sitting down and you are wishing to channel, or if you're wishing to just receive information, it's important that you put that request out there, that you initiate the opening and the contact, and when you do that, you want to make sure and call in the highest possible energies. Be very clear about what you're looking for and what you need. When you're channeling, you might discover that new energies come in, that you feel new sensations that you haven't felt before, and that could be a new guide approaching you or offering you something. And this will all come back to trusting. Now, when channeling, when you start channeling, you may have the need to record it, to write it down, to, I don't know, to speak it and keep a verbal record of what you received. Or you might just want to sit with it and feel into it. You know, whatever is comfortable for you. Sometimes we want to record the information so that later on we can look back and we read it in a new way. We say, oh, yeah, that really was a channeled message because I wouldn't speak that way or I wouldn't type that way. So I do recommend when you're beginning or when you're strengthening it to have a recording somehow so that you can look back and validate yourself. This is, again, something that is only you can validate it truly for yourself. You can write something and put it out there and look for other people to validate it, but that shifts the energy greatly. That means you are setting yourself up for requiring external acknowledgement, and it takes away some of your power. When you are channeling, you want to be owning your power. You want to be sitting in it and feeling it and really present with what you are accessing and the messages that are coming through. And you can choose to need that validated by other people and for them to resonate with your messages. But I strongly recommend from the get-go to just validate it for yourself. Now, if you're just beginning, it is natural to want others to say, oh, wow, I really understood that message, or yes, I resonated with that. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, not at all. But just be aware that mostly what you're doing is about working with energy that is personal for you, and you want it to be something that you don't require a crutch for, you just own it. It's just part of who you are. It's part of your abilities. It's part of what you are here to experience. When I read other people's channelings, sometimes it doesn't resonate with me, and it doesn't have to, right? It just means the message isn't for me, but that doesn't mean they aren't receiving messages from spirit that fit them. There are multiple and many diverse levels of energies out there. Your channeling will fit you best. There will be other people's messages that you will find are a click for you, and there are other people's messages that do not fit for you. And all of that is perfect. It's divine. It's meant to be that way so that we have multiple ways to connect with spirit and that multiple people can do so, no matter what energy level they're at. Getting back to people who are the initial pioneers of channeling, when someone first comes out, quote unquote, on the scene as someone who channels and relays messages from spirit, there can be a lot of ways to interpret that energy depending on their vibration and depending on your vibration. Always check in with yourself and see how it fits for you. And make sure that the energy make sure that everything that you are putting out there is authentically you. Because what I've noticed and I have felt is that there are different messages and channelings that are forced, if you will, that are a little bit just not quite 100%. Make sure that what you share is 100% you. Make sure that what you choose to connect to is also 100% you. And when you do that, you're going to find that there's a lot of people that are not you, meaning that are not connecting to your messages. Okay, I'm sorry, I can feel people getting confused by this. I'm not being clear. What I'm getting at is that maintain your authenticity. If your messages are completely different from anybody else, honor that. If you're reading messages that don't connect with you, honor that and let it go, let it be. It's so important right now with how fast energy is moving and how clear things are and how instant information comes through, then you maintain your authenticity. I will tell you straight up that there are people out there that I feel are frauds. And that is their choice. Absolutely. That doesn't mean that they're going to be punished, but it just means that there's something going on there where they're more caught up in fame, acknowledgement, validation, all these other energies, instead of spiritual guidance. So that's why I just want to say and recommend, please maintain your authenticity. Please honor others and their choices and allow your channeling to be yours. And if you do not want to share, then don't. It can be sacred. It can be personal. It can be your private journal or diary that's only yours. There's no requirement for channeling messages to be shared with the world or to be made public. They can absolutely just be yours as your personal connection to spirit. So follow your comfort level, follow what feels true for you, and honor your process as it unfolds. As I channeled more and more, more doorways open, more information comes in, and it gets faster, clearer, instant, and it just becomes a really vibrant experience. It's also quite fast. I used to think that channeling, similar to meditation, had to be an hour long or it was a set amount of time, and no, it can literally be 15 minutes and it's done. I receive channel messages from people who reach out to me for astrology sessions. I'll get information about them right away, and it catches me off guard, but I record it. I verbally record it so that I have it just in case it's needed or in case someone wants it, in case a session happens. So the channeling doors are typically open for me all throughout the day because I want to be open and able to receive as necessary. There are times that I shut it down when I'm in group situations. When I'm somewhere that already has a lot of energy or that I could potentially feel overwhelmed, I kind of reach my limit and I can't channel or I can't receive because it's too much information, it's too much stimuli. But for the most part, I choose to have my channeling gateways open throughout the day. And I will often get messages in the morning, maybe that first half an hour before I wake up, right early in the morning when I'm going for a walk or getting my coffee or getting going, I'll get messages that way too. So pay attention to what time of day feels convenient for you and how often it feels convenient for you. If you want it to be throughout the day or if you just want it to be at a certain time in the day, again, spirit will honor you. Let me switch gears here and move into automatic writing, because this will have a lot of the same carryover tips as channeling. You're going to be trusting, you're going to be receiving, you're going to be honoring your authenticity. You're also going to be feeling into the information, feeling into what feels right for you, feel into the guide or team that is giving you information. With automatic writing, you have to decide, too, if you want to be physically writing on with pen on paper or if you need to be typing. When I started doing automatic writing, I had to have a piece of paper and a pen, not even a pencil, it had to be a pen, and I had to be outside. Those are my requirements. That's what seemed to work for me, is that I needed that natural environment and I needed to have something that I could put in my hand, hold it. That worked for me. Nowadays, I can't even type it at the computer anymore because electronics have such a different frequency. And so for me, I need to keep it simple. I need to keep it in my hands and I need to keep it very clear. So that's what works for me. Of course, see what fits for you. If the computer works for you, a tablet, whatever, you know, follow that. With automatic writing, I will sit down outside, usually by trees, and when I write, it's almost like let me see how can I describe this. I'm writing very fast. My writing is very sloppy, but I can read it. I can decipher it after the fact. I will sometimes be mouthing the words as the information comes in because I have to experience it or say it just to add the other dimension to it. When I'm writing, I feel a relaxation in my body. I feel my mind just like it's a giant open vessel of information that just comes through. I allow the energy to work with my arms. That's it, meaning I do not allow the energy to take over my body. And I hope that doesn't sound odd or scary, but I'm very clear that when I'm doing my writing, I just want it to be my hands that are guided with my open mind, my open energy. I don't want anything taking over or possessing or anything like that. So I have very clear boundaries. I do find that to be a crucial clue and tip that you're writing from a very high place, is that you can feel that you're sharing information that's honoring your comfort zone and what you're looking to share. Okay. Wow, I just felt a lot of energy move through me. So I think that was an important tip, is that you just allow the messages to come through in a way that isn't overcoming. Again, spirit will always honor your requests and honor your boundaries. When I am doing automatic writing, I have pages and pages that come through, and I will start by asking a question, and then the answer comes through me, and I just keep writing it out, and then it becomes a conversation. So I will ask a question, and the information will flow. There have been times when I've had pages and pages. There have been times when it's just been two pages, done, and that's it. So to not have expectations is important, to just allow. I find, too, that, again, you know, you're trusting the information, and you just have to let it flow. Just let it come through and let it be, and then go back after the fact and read it and or edit it or whatever you need to do. But don't do that while you're receiving. Just allow it to come through. You know, it's like turning on the faucet. Just allow the water to come through. Don't turn the faucet on and on because that disrupts the flow. Try and be in a place where you can be quiet or you can have your own space without interruptions, because interruptions will take you out of your flow, most definitely. And sit with what feels right for you. I've also found that when I ask for information, sometimes it can be very, very specific, and sometimes it's very general. So it will change based on what I'm inquiring about. And I find that that is oftentimes, or most always, I should say, perfect, because spirit knows what I need right now, what would be beneficial to me, or what would take me off track. So look at the information for what it is and trust that you're getting exactly what you need. Automatic writing can be great for projects that you feel stuck with, or that you're looking for that flow to come back. I've done that before. When I've had some work-related projects to do and I couldn't get going, I asked Spirit to assist me with it and to give me the ideas or just those starting points to be off and running. And it's worked every time, and I've been very happy and very satisfied with what I've created. So keep that in mind, that you can use it for any tasks that you might have. And automatic writing, once you get used to it, it can be just a great tool, just one more tool in your toolbox to help you connect with spirit, to help you share yourself, to feel good about yourself. That's important. And to know that spirit is always available and always there for you. So I want to move now into another way you can receive from spirit, and that is through the visual arts, through painting, drawing, collages, mosaics. Okay, they're showing me a mosaic right now, which is really beautiful. anything you want to creatively make or artistically express, Spirit can be there for you to work through you. You've probably heard that through other painters, designers, creators, that they say, you know, I really open up and I just feel like Spirit guides me. And so if you're drawn to that, if you want to work with color specifically, and I'm feeling painting and drawing very strongly right now, follow that and allow it to happen with ease. And that, again, is about relaxing the body, receiving, and allowing. Just allow yourself to go with the flow. And you know, you might feel the urge to edit, just like with writing, but allow what is coming through to just occur. And so maybe you take your brush stroke to the right side or to the left side, and normally you start at the top or the bottom. You know, this is all about the trusting, because you're working with energy that is beyond the human mind, that is beyond planning and preparing and having it figured out. This isn't about knowing the end result. It's about going with the flow to create something even better. So with painting and drawing, just it's funny. I'm seeing two canvases right now. Allow one canvas to be your project that you are planning to create, and then allow another canvas to be what Spirit creates. And maybe both of them are under the same category. So, for example, you want to draw flowers. So then perhaps you start with your idea of the kind of flowers you want to draw and paint. That's on canvas one. And then canvas two, you invite Spirit and you say, okay, show me the kind of flowers you think I should work with and create, and allow that to occur. And what you're doing is you're allowing expression of both energies, your ego mind or the part of you that has something you really want, specific you want to create, and you're allowing Spirit to occur. You're creating Spirit in physical form. At the end of that exercise of working with two canvases, you can step back and see which one you're really drawn to, which one truly captures the essence of what you want to create and share. And by having two, you're allowing yourself to work with that trust muscle and see if you enjoy it, see if it's fun to just let go and play. Is that fun for you? Do you need that in your life? Is that something that is rewarding? So work with that for yourself. And again, this is about honoring your authenticity, going with the flow of what you need, and making sure that you just allow something to be without rushing in to edit it. You know, with painting especially, you can always paint white all over it and start again, or just opaque. You can always cover it up and start again, as long as you don't paint too heavy. And actually, you should probably use acrylics, because oil paint takes forever to dry. But the idea is that, you know, nothing's permanent. So even if it's a total mess and you don't like it, you just start again and nothing's lost. So that's another way to just be in the mindset of, I can just allow this to happen. I can just let this unfold and allow myself to receive without having to control. Now, that is one of the most important things about receiving from Spirit and working with your gifts, is that you are saying, there is something bigger and better than me that's in control. And when we do that, when we open up to those energies, amazing things can happen. I have found in my own life that, you know, when something isn't unfolding, it's because there's something better that's going to be showing up. So if you're able to work with that, and work with that perspective, you're going to find some magnificent developments in your life. And I 100% guarantee that, because it won't fail you. Spirit will never fail you. It's always present to take care of you. With channeling, automatic writing, painting, drawing, anything that you are receiving and creating, it's all about connecting to your innate gifts as a spiritual being. It's about knowing that you are more than just your human self with your five senses. You're so much more And we know that intellectually, right? We know that, but this is about feeling into it, really feeling into it and what that means and what that brings to you and how that changes your connection to spirit. It's powerful and it's uplifting, and I feel it as such a release. When I do any kind of, say, automatic writing, I feel so invigorated afterwards. I feel reassured. I feel excited. I feel uplifted. I feel like, oh, I just got some wonderful information, or, oh, I'm so happy I understood that message. So the receiving part is very rewarding. And when we don't worry about control, we don't worry about the final product, we get something even better as a result. And that is a wonderful way to experience ourselves and to experience our time here on Earth, is to see how we can make every part of us shine. I'm feeling some questions coming up from people. If you have a question for me about this specifically, please reach out to me and ask me. Definitely do that. You could do that through Facebook or the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. My email is molly@ConsciousCoolChic.com. So reach out to me if you need more information or if there's something specifically I'm not covering. This information is pretty general overall, so if you have a specific question, let me know, and I'll get back to you, because I think people just need support for this, and I'm happy to do that any way I can, so let me know. I'm also feeling that the information is complete around this topic for right now, that we've covered enough to reinforce your abilities and to help you tap into what you need and what is right for your comfort zone. So again, the trust component is crucial. You will doubt the information at times. You will question it. You will want proof, all of that. It doesn't stop. You get better at it. You move through it faster, but your mind will still have those needs. And so just, again, allow the information you receive to just be, to just sit without questioning it, and honor it. And I think that is the most important thing, and I'm not the only one who said that, too. I feel that from other people who do this professionally, is that, you know, you will question it. You will wonder if it's from spirit and if it's really a high-vibe information. That is why you want to feel into it and to see what it feels like, what the energy of that message feels like, who it's from, what energetic being it's from. The language that is used, the tone of voice, if it makes you feel uplifted or heavy. If messages come through and they feel heavy, it's from your ego. It's not from spirit. Spiritual messages will always make you feel good, make you feel loved and safe and protected and validated. It will uplift you. So make sure that that feeling is present. Okay, I'm feeling that is complete. So I'd like to move into the astrological portion of our show. And I say this almost every show. You can grab a free natal birth chart on astro.com. And someone asked me, how do I find that? How do I get that? And I thought, you know, I've never explained it. I'm so glad you asked me to provide more information about getting your astro.com birth chart. You go to astro.com and you create an account. It's free. You enter in your birth time, your birth date, and your birthplace. Those are essential components. And then you create a free horoscope or a free chart that is your natal birth chart. There's also some extended charts. You just need to find the free natal birth chart. And you click away, and it will create your birth chart. And right there, you will see what your astrological chart looks like. There's another part of the website. It's called, I believe, Astro Portrait or Astro Click. and you can click around and see what each part of your astrology chart means. It's great information, whether you are brand new to astrology or you know a bit already or you're an expert. It's another way to get more information about your chart. One of the reasons I love astrology is that there's just so much information you can continually learn about yourself. There have been things in my chart that I didn't even notice until like 2 years ago, or it's not until I'm in conversation with someone that something comes through and I think, I never saw that before, or I didn't see it in that way. So there's a lot of information that continually comes through about astrology, and it's very dynamic. It's one of the things I love. So after you grab your free natal birth chart, what you want to do is we're going to talk about today's full moon in Aries at 7 degrees. Now, today is March 27th, 2013, and if you are listening to this radio show after that date, pay attention because I'm going to make some connections here for you that are important and that are not just related to today, but are about overall energies. Today's full moon in Aries is powerful because we're at a point of a new birth that is revolutionary. It's about working with your self-identity, developing it, honoring it, owning it. This is the authenticity stuff, the empowerment part that is uniquely you. And I feel it very strongly as this is a time for every person to really honor themselves and who they are, their special divine fingerprint, their unique identity. It's all about honoring you and communicating it, sharing it. There's a part of you that wants to express it, to put it out there, and to do so in a way that feels good about who you are. The energy can feel very dynamic, potentially explosive, impatient, and aggressive. And that's because there's a part of us that doesn't want to take any crap anymore. You don't want to deal with stuff that isn't you. You don't want those relationships that don't honor you to be in your life. You don't want to stick with that job that's just ho-hum and doesn't inspire you. This is about breaking free, breaking out, and really being your true, true self. It can be, like I said, aggressive. It can be that other people feel aggressive towards you, which is an unconscious way of directing the energy. They're not aware of what their needs are or how they're exerting themselves. That is high up on the list right now, the need to be so ready to say your truth or to say who you are and to own it. This is the kind of energy that doesn't want any shortcuts. It just wants to be direct, to the point, assertive, and really, really just there. It's funny. Why am I not getting any more words for you? It's because, it's because I can't even go on and on about this because the energy is so direct that it just wants to be clear, concise, and expressed. Just a moment. My guys are telling me I need to slow down. Awesome. What I'm feeling very strongly is that right now we're needing to balance our relationships with others with our relationship with ourselves. And this is where you see where you're giving yourself away too much, where you've done too much for others in order to maintain the relationship or in order to keep things going. And what will feel out of balance to you is going to be the qualities I just observed, which is the fact that, you know, maybe this really isn't working because it doesn't honor who I am and my fullest, brightest version of self. Maybe this relationship is complete. It served its purpose. It's been a very valuable part of my soul's growth, and now that journey is done. This energy is very quick, and it's like a slice of a sword. Like I see it as a sword of light just coming through and cutting cords, letting things go, letting them be complete so that a fresh and new beginning can start. And that fresh new beginning starts with you, your energy, what you need, what you're about, your personal expression. So the theme in all of this is self-identity, and particularly the phrase, I am. This is a beautiful time to say, I am, ... and then say everything that you are. You know, what are your self-descriptors? How do you view yourself in the world? What do you claim as your own? We are reinforcing ourselves so that we can be better in the world, so that we can be of better service, so that we can support ourselves better, so we can support others better. And one of the words that comes up with this energy is selfish. It could feel selfish. That depends on how, on your viewpoint. I actually see it as self first. The whole concept of you put on your own air mask first and then you help someone else. You know, we have to take care of ourselves and our own energy needs and our own everything in order to be a better service to other people, in order to support, in order to share. It all starts with right here, with you. And so this energy of this full moon brings all those issues up, and I want to make some connections here for you, that this information started coming in September 2010. So 2.5 years ago or so, almost 3 years ago, summer 2010. What started for you then? Whether that's relationships, projects, anything in your life that began then is probably going through some quick and immediate changes now, because it's reaching a breaking point where if it no longer honors your energy, there's a part of it that wants to be complete and be finished, or it's ready to shift to another expression. Maybe it's not over, but it's just moving forward into a different way of honoring who you are now. And that's why this energy is so powerful, because let me say it this way. If you do not honor that, if you do not honor the messages you're hearing about your needs, who you are, your authenticity, what you want, things will transpire to shift you in that direction anyways. And why is that? Why did we set it up that way? It's to honor you. It's to honor your gifts. It's to honor your energy. The fact that you are needed right now, and your divine, authentic expression is needed. Anything that's not you, that's been weighing you down, holding you back, keeping you small, keeping you invisible, keeping you ignored, any of that needs to go away. I know that's easier said than done, but that's the main message of this time. That's the main message of this full moon, but it's the main message of this overarching theme that we are working with globally. This is a global theme. That means every person on Earth is feeling it. That's why we have these revolutions. That's why we have so many changes going on. Sometimes it's the breakdown that occurs first before the breakthrough. It can also be a breakout feeling, like I'm just breaking out of this egg or breaking out of where I've held back who I am. I don't want to play it safe, quote unquote. I want to be me. Ooh, that feels very strong to me. And I feel that there are many people who just needed to hear that, that this is the time. This energy is becoming stronger. It's coming in huge right now, really big downloads. It's probably happening in your sleep. It's happening through your conversations with people. Maybe you find yourself blurting out something that you didn't think you would say. But that's really what it's about right now, is that it's all about you, honoring you and your beautiful essence, your pure self, and shining from that place. So, needless to say, it's a very powerful full moon. It's a powerful energy that we've been working with. Like I said, it initially started in summer 2010. We're also going to feel it again in June of this year, June 2013. It's going to be strong as well. So we're moving through these different phases. It could be that you initiate something now, and in June or early July is when you see the more of the results of what you initiated, more developments, more things occurring. Now, it depends where this Aries energy is in your chart. It could be a very internal process where you're just making these changes internally, working with it, figuring out what feels right, what feels safe, what feels best, what feels pure. And then later in June and the summer, you take those actions as needed to bring that out to your friends and family, or you make a career change. There's so many ways this changes. It does depend on you and your astrology chart. So know that will be individual, but overall, every person on the planet is working with this energy. And I feel it as an exciting time, and that we're ready for this. You know, we've been on this journey long enough, or we've held back long enough, and it's time to just come through the gates and be you as best as you can, which will be perfectly. You'll be you perfectly, because you always are. But it can't be ignored. If you do try to ignore it or keep it under the rug, like I said, other things could happen that bring it right back to your attention. And the reason is because at a soul level, you are here to be you. You are here to be those parts of you. It's safe more than ever. It's welcomed more than ever. And it's needed more than ever to be you. So I feel that message is complete. Wow, I'm feeling a lot of energy moving right now. A lot of shifting for people. I hope that was what you needed to hear. I hope that empowers you and wherever you are and whatever projects you're working on. Whatever projects you're working on, allow space and flexibility for it to be genuinely you. Even if it's a little awkward or uncomfortable at first, make sure your authenticity is in there. Because if that is the main ingredient, that project is going to be stronger and more successful than ever. Again, it goes back to the fact that that is the energy right now, and anything that is not you 100% will fall away. It won't be able to sustain itself. So there must be people listening who need that advice, because I didn't have that anywhere here to speak about, but it's important right now that everything is representing you honestly. Thank you so much for your time today. I'm going to end it a few minutes early, and please check out the Facebook page. Please enter to win some of those really cool prizes. And please join us next week when Rick DiClemente is here to talk about the exquisite zodiac. And you can hear more about your energy and how those energies work together and what's perhaps hidden in your astrology chart. So I'm looking forward to having that conversation with him. Thank you so much for being here. I wish you very well on your journey, and I will speak with you soon. Namaste.
Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment alive.